Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, your titles are too long for me to remember. Just give me your Trinity title and then tell me what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, my Trinity title is the Lansing Partnerships Coordinator. So I basically just deal with anyone in the community.
Okay, and at Trinity Church, tell us a little bit about that church, how big it is, where it's located, you know, what it's about.
Trinity Church is located at 3355 Dunkel Road, right in Lansing, and it's around 2,500 in attendance right now. Real seeker-friendly, fun, upbeat, modern worship, and I guess if I were to describe it in one word, I'd say it's welcoming.
Family-friendly? Are there kids there?
Very family-friendly. That's one of our top priorities.
All right. Now, the capacity you're in that we're going to talk about next in regards to the food bank, well, what's your title for that?
I serve on the leadership team for the Church of Greater Lansing Network, which is a network of about 45 to 50 churches who partner to do outreach in the local community.
I'd like to have lunch when you all get together,
yeah.
All those pastors. That must be enlightening. All right, the food drop. I've been a part of this for how many? Is this his fourth or fifth year?
This is our third year.
Third year? It seems like more than that. All right,
yeah.
I partook in the first couple. Tell folks what the food drop is.
The food drop is basically just these 45 churches coming together to make a difference in the lives of individuals in our community who are in need.
So we're talking thousands of people are going to come together,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to take food out to needy people. Talk about the process of gathering the food and how it gets delivered.
We actually start planning all the way back in August. We've worked with WKAR, Mid-Michigan Food Bank, the Ingham County Food Banks, and the Lansing School District in the past to gather names of people who qualify for these food boxes. And then we put out a call center for about 2 weeks in November, and individuals and family members call in and say, yes, I'm in need. We've verify all those addresses. We print thousands of maps, and then we do some promotion and try to get the congregations and the churches and individuals in the community involved to help us deliver these maps on event day.
All right. How many boxes of food, how are we talking, and how much food is in them?
This particular year, we're talking about 2,700 plus boxes.
Okay.
So that's a pretty big number to meet and to deliver in a one-day shot. Last year, Dave Carr from the Mid-Michigan Food Bank said we're basically doing in one day what it takes them an entire month to do.
What's in a box?
In a box, you've got 31 pounds of food, everything from peanut butter to pasta sauce. And this particular year, it's a lot heavier than last year. Last year, they were only 18 pounds, but we wanted to increase our protein content. So we're really trying to give them something substantial this year that'll last a little bit longer than just a week or 4 days. We're hoping it'll last them a week and a half to 2 weeks.
And where does the food come from?
We order the food through a warehouse that works with the Mid-Michigan Food Bank, and they package it for us in their special boxes and get them all set. They're all exactly the same, and then they deliver it to us via semis on event day at Holt High School.
Okay, I can remember the first year this was done at Eastern High School, and there was a big rally, and we had hundreds and hundreds of people there. Last year it was at MSU.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's at Holt High School. Give us the details.
Basically, it's going to be Saturday, February 26th. We'll be starting at 11 a.m., and it will be at Holt High School. It'll be one location. I know in the past we've had situations where maybe the rally was at one location and then the distribution occurred at a different location, but we're really excited because this year it's all in one shot. Holt High School is an amazing facility and it's going to be able to host us very well. So basically everyone will be invited to show up for a rally. It's a very high energy, exciting opportunity to gather together. We worship, we pray a little bit, we talk about what's going to happen during the day and kind of give the logistical instructions so people feel prepared when they're going out. Then they're excused from the gym and they're able to go out into the atrium area, the cafeteria area, and they have actual zip codes that they can choose from. So, for example, if you're from Okemos, you can say, hey, you know what? I really want to serve someone in my local area. And they'll go and get in line. They'll gather their materials, which will be just a map telling them how to get there and some information to drop off with the recipient. And then they go out to the parking lot and they drive through the line just like a McDonald's drive-thru. They pick up their box and they're on their way.
What's the time frame for this?
We've set 11 to 5, just in case some zip codes do go quite a bit out. We've got DeWitt and some others, but most of them, the majority of them are right here in Lansing. So typically a person should be done around 2 o'clock.
And how many people do you expect to be there and take food out to the needy?
We need 1,000 delivery teams. So we're asking people to couple up and partner with one other adult for safety purposes.
Now, this is something that I've done in the past, and families are welcome. So it's a mom and a dad and the kids. Boy, talk about a teaching experience for the kids.
Oh, it's wonderful. One of my favorite experiences was last year having, or the very first year, having coordinated it, coming out after everyone had gathered and was kind of doing the food chain component and watching a little girl who was in the food chain line. They're passing these boxes one by one, side by side, shoulder to shoulder, down into the trucks. And this little 3 or 4 year old girl's got her fingertips on the bottom of the box, but she just had the biggest smile on her face. She was so excited to be able to help. So yeah, it's definitely family friendly.
I can remember delivering to 3 different homes, and one home, the people were kind of embarrassed about it. And
sure.
You can say that. So you drop it off and they say thank you, and you say God bless. I can remember another family where the mom wept.
Mm-hmm.
She just bawled there. And the kids were just so happy. And then I can remember another time walking into this house, and they had no carpet, and basically just wood on the floor.
Yeah.
And there are lots of needy folks out there, and a lot of them are children. And so this is going to help a lot of folks.
Yes, it definitely is. And I'd say, especially with the economy this year, the food banks were reporting an increase, even in some of the suburban cities like Williamston, up to 6 to 10% this year, which is significant.
And so you're getting all these different churches, more than 40 different faiths, and all these people come together for one common goal.
They sure do.
And you don't have to be a person of faith to come and help.
No, not necessarily. We'd say, come on down. You know, people of faith can work along people of goodwill. And we know that there are very well-meaning and loving people out in the community that may say, hey, this is for me and I want to do this. And we say, come on down. We'd love to have you join us.
All right, Stephanie, before I let you go, tell me some inspirational stories from your experience with this during the last couple of years.
Wow. Probably my favorite story is a story where a friend of mine walked into a home, and the person asked them, why are you doing this? They had their entire family there. It was a very large refugee family. They welcomed them in the living room. They said, no, 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 you must come in. You must come in. So they invited them into the home, and they asked my friend, why are you doing this? And she was able to share with them, I do this because I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And I believe that God has called me to love you and to provide for your needs. This is part of our mandate. And there was a relationship that was struck up there, and a story that was able to be told.
I can remember last year, on one side of me, I've got my 9-year-old. On the other side, this woman next to me must have been 90. And she was out there. It's a little cold.
Oh, yeah.
And she was putting her hands underneath those boxes and sliding them down. And across the way, I got my wife and my 7-year-old. And you see all these people shoulder to shoulder. You have no idea who a lot of them are.
Yeah.
Some were Christians. Some were not. It was pretty cool to see these lines of hundreds of people and the food just moving down the road. It's something that everyone should experience.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a blast.
All right, and for people who want more information about the food drop, one more time, give the date, the location, and a website and phone number so they can partake.
Sure. You can go to www.trinitywired.com this year. We are working on a Kaggle website, but that's not up and running yet. So you can go to www.trinitywired.com and click on Food Drop for more information. And the event is going to be Saturday, February 26th at 11 a.m. That's when the rally starts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.